but no buses. Well, there was a charabang, and a Mr. Hewitt was one of the first one, then Bridges, and then he started the bus company, Bridges, isn't it? The bus
did
company
it?
Out
did
there. That's a museum now.
That's right, yeah, Transport cool. Museum.
We haven't got our own buses, but we never had a bridge or nothing. We had stepping stones, and you walked across at low tide in the causeway, you know, and paid the old man to row you across.
How much would that cost?
It's only coppers, couple of coppers or something.
Yeah.
I mean, a penny them days, a lot of money, wasn't it? A couple of coppers or something. Or you had a walk or have a pony and tramp.
Yeah.
There was another guy at the Lobster Smack, so the Red Cow it was called in the King Canoe. And Crowies, he was there for years. He had the Orson trap. Orson, not a Gary, you know.
Yeah.
None of the Garys they ever brought.
Yeah.
They have Orson cars swanking on it, all open carriage, you know, like Queen Victoria travels in. And there was another one at the Haystack. That was only a country lane, the low country lane.
This is all in the 30s you're talking about.
30s, yeah, coming up to the 30s now.
So late 20s, 30s,
yeah.
Orson carriage was still in use.
Yeah, oh yeah, yeah. And all the, even before the war, the coalman used to bring round all Orson car it was. And he had in the winter time, you had to get your fuelling because the roads are bad, but they had a great big chunk of iron, like round what they have off the tanks, the oil tanks at the oil company, great big sheet of iron, and you put the coal on it, like a sledge, and then get the horses, cut the horses, to pull it through the mud, you know, to get the fuel up. Then it used to stop. Yeah, there's all awesome carts around here then. My granddad had the pony and trap.